Hey, it's Ophir Eisenberg, host of Ask Me Another, with another audio bonus just for you. So I sat down with author and former comedy writer for The Late Show with David Letterman, Tom Ruprecht, and he told me about this time when a joke he put on the show got him in a bit of trouble with the White House. Enjoy. Of all the people that you could have chosen to write your first fake oral history about, you chose...
George W. Bush.
George W. Bush.
Yes, our wartime president.
And
yes.
Why did you do that?
I it was cathartic. I had some built-up feelings about the man that...
that you wanted...
I think writing a book was healthier than other ways of dealing with a president. Yeah.
Art therapy? This was art therapy for you?
Yes. So I wrote a book about him, and that felt good.
And in the... Was there any backlash? Did anyone from the White House read it at the time?
I used to do this thing on the show called Great Moments in Presidential Speeches, which every night we would show a clip of Bush just being himself and floundering and, you know. And it was, you know, this was, I don't know, 8 years ago. So it was kind of a nice, innocent age before YouTube. So, you know, this stuff wasn't out there the way it is today. So one night he was given a speech and he had, standing behind him during the speech were a bunch of, you know, like Republican fat cats, you know.
Right.
And
smiling and looking interested.
And one of the fat cats brought his like 13-year-old son, and it's like a 50-minute speech, and the last thing a 13-year-old kid wants to do is sit there, you know,
in the background.
And he was making no, you know, he was not trying to disguise it at all how bored he was, and so he was just like, you know, slapping himself to stay awake, looking at his watch. He's, you know, like, you know, doing jumping jacks, you know, and it was great. And so, you know, I built a little montage. We put it on the show. Terrific. So the next day, I'm in my office. I'm working. I have CNN on, and CNN shows it. And I was like, oh, that's great. And then about 10 minutes later, the CNN anchor says, we just received a call from the White House. That was a very cute tape from the Letterman show, but that didn't really happen. The Letterman show doctored the footage.
That inserted a guy in the background?
That was their claim.
And this is before YouTube, so how did you do that? With, like, scissors?
Well, how would you do that? They were lying, you know,
right.
but immediately there's a frenzy at the show, and you know, the executive producer calls me into his office, and, or, you know, what did you do, you doctor, you know, and it's, I'm like, you know, have you been to my office? It's not Lucasfilm. I can't, you know, I can't just doctor a fat kid into... So they're like, you're sure about this? And I said, yes. So then the executive producer calls CNN and says, no, we stand by Tom. So CNN called the White House, and then the White House said, okay, the kid was at the event, but he wasn't right behind Bush. So they took footage of this kid from somewhere else in the auditorium and made it look like he was behind Bush. And again, it was a lie.
I mean, of all the things lie, it's a bored kid. Like, whatever, right?
Yeah. I would think they have so many other problems
that
they should... I mean, that they were lying about, you know, but, like, this should have been, like, you know, this is a can of corn to them, you know? So, yeah, so...
And you just stood by, and they were like, well,
I stood by.
All right.
Yes, it was my word against George W. Bush's, and thankfully, there's no contest.
I understand why you wrote a book even more. Hear more from my conversation with Tom Ruprecht on the next episode of Ask Me Another. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR.